Good morning to you again. This is Brother Mike Sutherland coming to you from Hilltop Baptist Church in Newport, Tennessee. I want to welcome you again to our radio broadcast this morning. We have been dealing with the subject for the last 2 weeks, and it may run 5 or 6 weeks, on the murder of the innocents, the abomination of abortion. I'm going to go back and pick up on the scripture that I opened up with this, and I want to reread some verses and get back into our study again. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 17 say this: "These things doth the Lord hate, yea, 7 are an abomination unto him, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood." Repeat that verse there, or the last part of that verse, "and hands that shed innocent blood." God refers to the hands that shed innocent blood and that practice of shedding innocent blood as an abomination. Shedding of the blood of a baby that is in the womb, the killing of a baby that is in the womb, is considered to be the shedding of the blood of innocence. It is an abomination before God. In this study, we've also stated that we believe that a baby is a baby at the moment of conception. That's what the Bible teaches about that. Well, with that having been said, I want to open us up with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you'll bless this time of preaching, this time of teaching. This morning, I pray, God, that you'd open the ears of folks to receive it, Lord, and I want to thank you, Lord, for the great blessing, Lord, of salvation. I want to thank you, Lord, for the great blessing of having children and grandchildren, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for that. I pray, Lord, that we would be worthy to raise those children that have been given to us, Lord, because as a reminder, Lord, we know that they're our heritage of the Lord. We pray, Lord, that you'd help us, Lord. We pray that you would protect the unborn, Lord. And, Lord, we just want to bless and praise your name, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So we see that Proverbs chapter 6 says that this practice of shedding innocent blood is an abomination before God. Now I want you to turn to Exodus chapter 21 this morning again, and we'll reread verses 22 and 23. "If men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, he shall surely be punished according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. And if any mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life." Now what that means, if no mischief follows, it means that if she miscarries and the baby does not die, then he will be punished as the husband requires and also as the judges require. In other words, as the government of the state would require, he would be punished. But that also, that if the baby dies because of a miscarriage that you force upon somebody by one of your actions, then your life shall be taken for that life. You are guilty of murder when you do that. That's what the teaching of the Bible is. And we've also talked about the fact that God has not abrogated or rescinded or withdrawn the penalty for murder, for premeditated murder. The penalty for premeditated murder is death. And that's what the Word of God requires. I want to remind you that abortion is premeditated murder. Abortion is premeditated murder. The abortionist is not a doctor. He's not a surgeon. He is a murderer under God's laws. I remind you of this also, that the Bible says in Deuteronomy 27:25, "Cursed be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person." The fee that the abortionist receives is a reward to slay an innocent person. In fact, that baby in that womb is more innocent than anything that you can slay upon the face of this earth. And God has put America under judgment for those actions. And I also reminded y'all last week that that abortion became legal in the United States of America through a Supreme Court decision known as Roe versus Wade in 1973. And ever since then, the killing fields, Satan's killing fields of the abortion clinics and the abortions that are performed in doctor's office, those killing fields have been used to put literally millions upon millions of babies to death. In fact, 54 million babies have been executed in the United States of America. 54 million since the legalization of that that procedure in America. Just because we have legalized it, that does not make it right in the eyes of God. Abortion is murder in the eyes of God. Now, when I closed out last week, I made this statement. Willing participation in an act of willing participation in an abortion is an act of murder for both the mother and the individual performing the abortion. I closed out by emphasizing that under God there is forgiveness for that sin. Before forgiveness from God can be granted, there must be an acknowledgement and a confession to God that the abortion is murder. There must be an attitude of sorrowful repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I made the statement last week that I did not believe that an individual that can have an abortion and one that can perform an abortion is saved. It's difficult for me to believe that they are saved because the Bible says that no murderer has eternal life in them. In 1 John 3:15, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. So, while abortion in and of itself will not send you to hell, if you do not get forgiveness for it through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, then that will send you to hell. If you're a mother out there that's had an abortion, the Lord Jesus Christ will forgive you for it. The Lord Jesus Christ will save you for it. All you've got to do is turn to Him, repent. Repent and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll get forgiveness for it. It doesn't make what you've done right because you participated in the shedding of innocent blood when you've done that. But the Lord Jesus Christ can take care of that problem for you. If you have had an abortion or are considering abortion, please, please turn to the Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late. There is forgiveness and salvation. The Lord Jesus Christ can and does save some women who kill their babies. And the some women that He saves are those that repent and put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I would ask, if you're considering abortion, please don't murder your unborn baby. Don't murder your baby. I want now to get into some figures. I've presented to you in the first two sermons of this series what the Bible has to say about the death that is involved in abortion, and presented to you some biblical facts about the conception of a baby and about what God has to say about the killing of innocents. I've gone quite into depth at that. And I want to emphasize this. Abortion is an act of violence against an innocent human being. According to the Bible, abortion is murder. I said it over and over and over again. I am convinced that any individual who can commit the satanic, ungodly act of abortion has a seared conscience. They are the same type of individual who worked in the Nazi death camps at Auschwitz and Treblinka. If you have, or if you perform an abortion, you are putting a child to death. While we believe that performing an abortion is murder, we do not advocate taking justice into our own hands individually. It is the duty of the state to prosecute and execute those guilty of premeditated murder. Abortion is premeditated murder. Regardless of whether abortion is legalized, where the state will not execute justice and judgment for the murder of the innocent, God will judge that nation. And we're under the judgment of God for the act of abortion. There's also another form of abortion out there called sodomy that God will judge this nation for. You do not have the right, if you will not do it God's way, to go out if you're a sodomite couple and adopt a child and raise a child in that wicked environment. God condemns that. Now, for those of you that do not know it, Kathleen Sebelius, Obama's Health and Human Services Secretary, has mandated a rule that will require enrollees in the health care exchange plan under Obamacare to pay a $1 a month abortion surcharge. That is a violation of federal law and also a violation of a promise made by Barack Hussein Obama that there would be no federal money used to fund abortions under Obamacare. He's lied again. Let me state at the outset that abortion clinics are Satan's killing fields, where mothers without natural affection pay Satan's devils to kill their unborn babies. Satan's devils are the baby-killing abortionist. Abortion clinics are nothing more than Satan's baby-killing fields. They are nothing more than human slaughterhouses. When dealing with baby-killing abortion, a baby-killing abortionist or an abortion advocate, never use the term fetus. Always refer to the person whom they are killing as a precious baby. They are a baby. God considers them to be a live person. The most damnable decision ever of the United States Supreme Court was Roe versus Wade in 1973 that legalized the murder of babies. Using figures that were available from the National Right to Life Committee in January of 2012, American mothers and state-sanctioned baby killers have murdered 54,559,615 babies since the abominable Roe versus Wade decision in 1973. What that means is that the blood of an average of 1,398,965 babies cries up to God from the so-called hallowed ground of America. The peak years in numbers for baby killings was 1990, when state-sanctioned murderers killed 1,608,600 babies in America. The satanic carnage has decreased in the year 2011, thank God, to 1,212,400. What all this means is that Satan's abortionist hit men and women murdered in 2011 now, they murdered one baby every 26 seconds in America. That equates to 3,323 abortions per day or 138 abortions per hour. Planned Parenthood, let me emphasize that again. Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion provider in the world, not just the United States, but in the world. Calling themselves Planned Parenthood is a travesty. They should be called Planned Abortionhood. Planned Parenthood is Satan's American kingpin of baby-killing hitmen murdering one baby every 96 seconds in America in 2011. In America, the peak years in terms of percentage of abortions versus pregnancy was in 1980, 81, 82, and 83, when the abortion rates averaged 30% of pregnancies per year. And what that equates to is 300 abortions for every 1,000 live births. Folks, that is unbelievable. That is an abomination before God, and we're under the judgment of God. I've given you a figure already of 54.6 million babies that have been slaughtered in America, that have been butchered in America in my previous statements here. And I want to give you, put that into some kind of perspective for you. It exceeds by 5 million the combined current populations, 2012 populations, of the countries of Denmark, Finland, Ireland, Norway, Sweden, Austria, and Belgium. 5 million exceeds the combined combination of those populations. That's unbelievable. And to put the figures in further perspective, consider that the number of children killed and aborted each year, the ones murdered each year in America, exceeds the total number of American deaths in the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and the Persian Gulf Wars combined. In all of America's major wars, we kill more babies in America in 1 year than all of our deaths that have taken place in all of our major wars. What an abomination before God. What those figures tell us is how wicked that we are. Let's take this thing a little bit further with some further figures on abortion. In mothers who were less than 15 years old, in other words, these were 14-year-old mothers, there were 13,000 baby-killing abortions in 1990, 9,000 in 2000, and 6,000 in the year 2007. In New York City in the year 2009, there were 398 abortions for every 1,000 pregnancies. That's running almost 40% of pregnancies are terminated by abortion in the wicked city of New York City. The top 10 baby-killing states in 2008 were California with 214,190, New York with 153,110, Florida with 94,360, Texas with 84,610, Illinois with 54,920, New Jersey with 54,160, Pennsylvania with 41,000, Georgia with 39,820, Michigan with 36,790, and Maryland with 34,290. Now, we reside in the state of Tennessee. Tennessee killed 19,550 babies with the murder of abortion in 2008. Tennessee ranked number 16 in the nation. There are at least 13 abortion providers in the state of Tennessee. Let's see, in 2007, there were 196,000 abortions in the age group 15 to 19. 196,000 in teenagers abortions. And in the age group from 20 to 24, 395,000. And then the age group 25 to 29, 295,000. The abortion rate declined from an average of 2.74% in 1990 to an average of 1.95% in 2007. That's a statistic that's given in relation to the population. Now, I've already told you there were 1.6 million abortions in 1990, and then it dropped to 1.2 million in 2007. The abortion rate among white mothers declined from a high of 2.15% in 1990 to a low of 1.38% in 2007. The abortion rate among black mothers declined from a rate of 6.39% in 1990 to 4.82% in 2007. Now, nearly half of all women who get abortions each year are repeat offenders. What that means is that they have already had at least one abortion. There were more than 148,000 second and third trimester abortions in 2003. For those of you that don't know what the terms second and third trimester means, the second trimester would be from weeks 14 or 15, depending on whose figures you rely on, weeks 14 or 15 up until week 25, I think it is, and then that takes over as the third trimester. But there were 148,000 late-term abortions in the year 2003. Now, I want you to listen to this figure. This ought to wake some of you moms and dads up out there. 40% of minors having an abortion report that neither of their parents knew about the abortion. That's a very serious problem, folks. In 2008, the following figures are given as a breakdown for abortions committed during that year. Babies 6 weeks and less, 371,470. At 7 weeks, 219,000 were aborted. At 8 weeks, 169,400. At 9 weeks, 116,160. At 10 weeks, 82,280. At 11 weeks, 64,130. At 12 weeks, 48,400. At 13 weeks, 35,090. At 14 to 15 weeks, 42,350. At 16 to 17 weeks, 24,200. At 18 to 22 weeks, 22,900. At greater than or equal to 21 weeks, 15,730 were murdered. Think about that. And if you take a look at those figures, an analysis of those figures indicate that 8.7% of those abortions that were performed, or 105,270, were second and third term, or second and third trimester abortions. You consider that. Think about that. Those babies were already kicking in the wombs. They were already responding to the touch of the mother, and yet they murdered 105,270 of those babies. Give you some other figures. Abortion is also used to a much higher degree among Hispanic and black women. Though Hispanic women only represent 12.8% of the population, they accounted for 20.1% of the total abortions in the United States. During the same period, black women only represented 13.7% of the population, and they accounted for 31.7% of the total abortions in the United States. Could there be an agenda here related to racial and ethnic prejudices? It should be noted that the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, who is, by the way, Planned Parenthood, I want you to know that Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion organization in the United States of America, and it's also the largest one in the world. Its founder, Margaret Sanger, was a racist. Need I remind you that Planned Parenthood has slaughtered 96 babies every 96 seconds they kill a baby in one of their abortion clinics. Now, give you a little bit of warning about abortion statistics. Most of the time, government abortion statistics from agencies such as the Centers for Disease Control cannot be trusted because many times they do not include statistics from many states, including some very large states such as California. California's statistics are omitted in all of these reports. And in the last 11 years, California's provided no statistics. And you take a look at, there's 25 different tables in the latest abortion statistics published by the Centers for Disease Control. And in many cases, they omit the statistics from as many as 10 states in those 25 tables that are within that report that they published on November 25th, 2011. So you can't trust those figures. Now, I want to say something about in the state of Tennessee. Since that's where we're based at, the state of Tennessee, I'm talking about legal stuff here now is what I'm going to get involved in. The state of Tennessee has 9 representatives in the United States House of Representatives. Of these 9, 2 are in favor of murdering unborn babies. Both of these advocates of baby killing are Democrats. One of these is Jim Cooper, who represents the 5th Congressional District of Tennessee. The other is Steve Cohen, who represents the 9th Congressional District of Tennessee. Both of these devils support the murdering of infants. Both senators from the state of Tennessee oppose abortion. Let me repeat that. Both senators from the state of Tennessee oppose abortion. And the other 7 United States congressmen also oppose abortion. This is not a Democratic or Republican issue. This is a moral issue before God. It is an issue of the murder of the unborn, of the innocents. It has nothing to do with party affiliation. But I will tell you this, that almost routinely, the Democrats vote in favor of pro-abortion things. It's not pro-choice, it's pro-abortion. Let me repeat it. It's not pro-choice, it's pro-abortion. What you are when you're pro-choice is you are in favor of killing innocent babies. Now, abortion was legalized in the United States in 1973 by the United States Supreme Court decision in Roe versus Wade. And I've done a good deal of research on that, and I'm not going to get into a lot of it, but I want to let you know that if you go to the Supreme Court's website and do a search and use the word abortion, you'll end up seeing that there have been 81 items listed on their page. And I've looked at some of these items, and along with Roe versus Wade, there are at least 24 major Supreme Court decisions that deal with the issue of abortion in America. It has occupied a good deal of the time of the Supreme Court justices. And by the way, they have come down on the ungodly and wicked side of abortion almost routinely. And by the way, one of the groups that's almost routinely involved in a lot of these things is Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood. They're not interested in parenthood. What they're interested in is abortion. They are wicked, is what they are. Wicked and ungodly. Now, other than the Supreme Court decisions, let's look at some other things. 35 states currently enforce parental consent or notification laws for minors seeking abortion. I don't have the time to list all those out here. You can go to our church's website at www.hilltopbaptistnewport.net and click on the abortion link and you'll find these documents linked up. Or you can go to the National Right to Life Committee site. Now, the Supreme Court ruled that minors must have the alternative of seeking a court order authorizing the procedure. In other words, to bypass the mom and dad. That's ungodly, folks. That's usurping the God-given authority of the parents to raise their children as they see fit. Now, the U.S. Congress has barred the use of federal Medicaid funds to pay for abortions, except when the woman's life would be endangered by full-term pregnancies or in cases of rape or incest. Pro-abortion activists lied to the American people, Congress, and President Clinton during debates to ban partial birth abortion by stating that the procedure was rarely performed except in cases where the life of the mother was at stake. The fact is that the procedure was and is performed most frequently on healthy mothers carrying healthy babies. That was the case in 1997 when they were dealing with the Clinton administration, and it's still the case today in 2012. Now, 31 states have enacted laws to ban partial birth abortions. And lo and behold, the United States Supreme Court has declared those laws to be unconstitutional. And next week, what I'm going to get into is the fact that abortion is a big business. And that's where we'll start at. I want to thank you for joining us today in this series on abortion. And once again, you can go to our church website at www.hilltopbaptist.newport.com to download them. Thank you for joining us, and God bless you.